Please be start.
Amen. 祷告。
Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ who came into this world. He came into the world not to be served, but he came to serve and then to give his life as a ransom for many. We thank you, Lord, that he has now gone back into heaven. There he sits at your right hand, a prince, a savior, receiving all who come to you by him. Lord, help each one of us to understand this great truth, we pray. Now as we look into your word further, we ask your blessing upon us, and your spirit's teaching, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, here we have the two walking along, and they saw his death was an obstacle to their hopes.
所以我们看见这两个人，他们一直在跟着耶稣走的时候呢，他们的原来的想法就成为一个拦阻啊。They
thought that that was the end of their dreams.
他们想这是他们这个美梦的终局了，结束了。But
the death of Christ would be the actual means of bringing it all to being.
但事实上，耶稣的死啊，是一切的这个美好祝福的开始。The
death of the Lord Jesus would be the basis upon which his kingdom would be built.
所以耶稣的死必须要有，是因为他就是他这个国度建立的基础。See,
he would make a new covenant in his blood.
因为他要在他的血上面建立一个新约。
It would be an eternal covenant.
这是一个永恒的约。
And it wasn't a covenant that required obedience. It wasn't a covenant that required, like the under the law, which required obedience.
所以这个是需要有顺服的，并不是在律法里的，是在恩典里的。
Remember on the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus took the bread and he took the wine. He said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood."
所以你记得那天晚上，耶稣拿起了饼，拿起了杯，他说：“这个是我给你们所立的新约。”On
the basis of that covenant, everybody by simple belief can come into the good of all of God's blessings.
所以在一切的，在这个新约里面，每一个人就是怀着他简单的信，就能来到神的面前。The
forgiveness of sins.
得着赦罪的恩典。It's
the first thing that you encounter as a blessing.
这是我们每一个人，我们第一个得着的祝福，就是赦罪的恩典。You
receive the Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit.
你把神的圣灵接进来。
You'll be born again by that Spirit.
然后在这个圣灵里得着重生。
We become children of the living God.
然后我们成为那个活着的真神的孩子。
And we are placed into the Lord Jesus, into Him.
然后我们是被放在耶稣基督里的。
We're out of Adam and we're put right into Christ.
然后我们是从亚当里出来，进到了基督里。And
God the Father sees us as absolutely perfect.
然后圣父啊，就是我们的神，看我们是完全圣洁，好的。And
so the what's happening right now is through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, God is forming a body of people. That have been called out of the world, have been united to Christ through faith, and they are joined now to the body of Christ.
所以现在呢，上帝做了一件事情，是把所有的人在基督里的，信靠他的，全部呼召出来，就联合在一起，那成为地上的教会。
So it's not the nation of Israel, and it's not their hopes.
那这就不再是以色列人他地上的盼望。God
is forming this body of believers united in His Spirit right around the world today.
所以上帝是在他的灵啊，他的圣灵里，把所有信的信他的孩子们聚集起来，在这全球的聚集起来，成为一个教会。
Right around the world today, there are people listening to the gospel and believing the gospel, just like we are here today.
那就像今天呢，有地上有很多的人也在听福音，也在信福音，就像我们今天一样。
I've made several trips to Africa.
那我去非洲去过几次。
And there, sometimes we have a group like this, but we're sitting under a tree outside.
我们有的时候呢，也会有这么像今天这样一群人，但是我们地方不一样，我们不是坐在一个房子里，坐在一棵树下。
And the people are hearing the word of the one who died upon the cross, who shed his blood, and is now receiving sinners to come to him.
然后他听到的信息也是有一个耶稣替他们死了，为他们的罪死了，然后还没有把耶稣接到他们的心里去，一样的信息。
Many in Africa are coming to know the Lord Jesus.
很多的非洲人也相信了基督。
We often hear about the wars and the troubles, but we know that God is working in greater numbers now than He ever has before.
即便在那样的环境里啊，你知道非洲常常有疾病，常常有征战啊。但是大家依然会聚在一起。我们也知道今天上帝在地上做工的人的人数范围远比历史上的各个时期都要多。
In South America too, we read, we had some missionaries come from Bolivia, last Tuesday night, not this week, the week before, and telling about how people coming to know the Lord in Bolivia, many people.
我们一样的美好的见证也在南美洲听见，我们有一个传教士从玻利维亚回来，在前一周的周二呢，跟大家分享当地的人是怎么听了福音信靠主的。
So right around the world, the Lord is working.
那整个全地呢，主都在做工。
In the West, not so much, because people are now, they have had their chance and they're turning away from God.
但是在西方世界呢，倒不一定那么积极了，因为每个人都觉得他们有自己的选择的权利，他们慢慢就选择远离神了。
But in the east and in the south, the Lord is working with great, great power.
在东方，在南半球，神的做工现在显出非常大的能力。
And so, these two on the road to Emmaus that day, they saw his death as an obstacle.
所以这两个人去以马忤斯两个人，他们认为呢，耶稣的死反而是一个障碍了，是他们继续信下去的障碍。
But it was just the means by which God's greater plan would be brought into effect.
但这恰恰就是神要执行的更大的、更好的计划的一个必由之路。
And so here we read there in verse 26.
然后我们看这边的二十六节。
Did not the Christ have to suffer these things, then enter his glory? Notice that.
基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀。注意，他是这么说的。
The suffering first, and the glory after.
先是受害，然后是荣耀。
And then he has this wonderful Bible study.
然后他就有这样特别好的圣经学习了。
And I would like to have been there that day, and it would be a wonderful thing.
我特别盼望我那天也在那儿，也受耶稣的教导。
And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.
于是呢，从摩西和众先知开始哈，经上所说的指着耶稣的话呢，他都讲给他们听。
Now, that very short verse, that must have been quite a Bible study, that's for sure.
所以这是个很短的一段话，但其实这就是一个圣经查经，这就是个查经课。
The Emmaus Bible School and the Emmaus Bible courses that you can get today, that it's named after this event that took place when the Lord Jesus gave this great teaching.
有一个特别著名的 服事的内容，服事的机构就叫以马忤斯，那它有中文的。那这个机构为什么取名叫以马忤斯？它就是专门带领大家学圣经的，有些是远程的，然后也可以回答很多问题。那这个它取名叫以马忤斯的意思就是从这里来的啊，就是从这一段话，因为耶稣带着以马忤斯的两个门徒查了一段圣经，对，就是最初是从这里来。
Now you can get into this Bible course. That is mentioned in verse 27. He explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. How do we get into that Bible school? We study the Bible, don't we, for ourselves?
我们也能去参加这个圣经学习啊。我们怎么样参加呢？我们自己学圣经，我们读了，我们就能知道二十七章啊，不，二十七节讲的耶稣会讲的些什么内容。
What is the key to understanding the scriptures? It gives us the key there too.
然后这里给了我们一个很重要的钥匙来理解圣经。
Anybody willing to make a guess what the key is to understanding the
scriptures? 大家猜这个钥匙是什么？
Jesus himself.
Himself. Exactly.
对，这就是耶稣他自己。对，圣经的钥匙就是我们要从圣经里读出耶稣他自己的。
Understanding the scriptures.The key to understanding them is Christ Himself.
对，所以去理解圣经的那把钥匙就是耶稣基督自己。
We only have time for one example, but if we go to Genesis chapter 22, there's a very well-known example. We don't have time to go into all the Old Testament.
我们没有时间去查所有的旧约的那个历史啊，那个故事背景，我们只查一个吧，创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪二十二章。
Now, some of you know it very well. Others probably the first time you've ever seen it. The story.
有的人很可能知道很清楚啊，但有的人可能刚刚才了解这个故事。
And the background to this story is that God.Had promised Abraham that he would bless him, and that all the blessings that would be promised to Abraham would come through his son Isaac.
这里的背景是上帝应许要祝福亚伯拉罕，那他的祝福要借着赐给他那个爱子以撒来给他。
Isaac was very old, 100 years old.
Abraham.
Abraham. Yeah. Abraham was 100 years old.
亚伯拉罕非常老了哈，这时候已经100岁了。
And he knew that Isaac was the promised seed.
他已经知道了以撒呢是那一个应许之子。
But now God asks him to do something that seems incredible.
然后呢，上帝让他做一件非常不可思议的事。
In verse.Two, he says, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love.
第二节说呢，他说带着你的儿子，你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒。
And he told him where to go to the region of Moriah, and he told him what to do to sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about.
他告诉他去哪，就去摩利亚地，告诉他去干什么，去要在他指示的山上把。以撒献为燔祭。
Now that seems an incredible thing for a man to sacrifice his only son.
这是一个非常不可思议的事，让一个人去把他独生子献成祭。
And not only that, a son whom he loved very much.
而且不但这样呢，这是他非常爱的那个爱子。
And if that isn't enough, his son would be the means by which he would be that all of.God's promises, would come through Isaac and no one else.
而且不但这样的，以撒还是那个神的祝福的管道啊，就是这样，所有的对亚伯拉罕的应许都要借着以撒要。
In other words, Isaac's death was the death of all of Abraham's dreams.
所以这里，以撒的死啊，会意味着对亚伯拉罕这个他的梦想的终结啊，就是亚伯拉罕一直也有自己的期望。
But God, his plan was not to take Isaac.
His, 上帝的计划其实并不是要把以撒拿走。
God's plan was that he wanted Abraham's heart.
他的计划，上帝想要的是亚伯拉罕的心。
And this was a test for Abraham.
所以这就是对亚伯拉罕的试验。
Was he going to give up the dearest thing that he had in his life?
看看他是不是要把他最珍爱的东西在他生命中。
And be obedient to God's.
要放弃来顺服神。
Isaac woke up early in the morning and he obeyed God. He got everything ready and made the journey to Mount Moriah.
然后他以撒就起来了和亚伯拉罕，然后准备好一切就往摩利亚去了。
Verse 3, it says, early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey and he took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. And when he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place which God had told him.
亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。
And then on the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servant, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We'll worship, and then we'll come back to you."
到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方，亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说，你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。
You see, notice that he says, "We will worship, and then we will come back to you."
所以你会看见啊，这里他说我们去拜，我们会回来。
You see, Abraham's faith believed that God that if he killed his son, that God was able to raise him from the dead.
所以第五节这里看出亚伯拉罕的信心是什么？他相信他杀了以撒，上帝会让以撒复活。
Because he knew that God would never break his promise, that it was through Isaac that all his blessings would come.
因为他知道上帝不会去毁了他的应许，他要借着以撒把一切的祝福给到亚伯拉罕，所以他是带着信心去的。所以他说我们去，我们还回来。
So he believed God.
所以他相信上帝。
And so he believed that when he killed his son, because that's what he expected to do, that God would raise him up from the dead.
所以他相信他杀了他的以撒，这是上帝要想要他做的，上帝也一定能让以撒死里复活。
And we read that in Hebrews chapter 11 on the chapter of faith. We won't take time to go there, but you could read that, make a note of it.
对，然后那个希伯来书啊，新约希伯来书的11章讲到这个信心的那里呢，也讲到这个例子啊，大家有兴趣可以自己再去查。
Now, as I say, this is a picture for us of the Lord Jesus, and we're going to see how this fits in. We'll say in verse 6, it says, Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac. He himself carried the fire and knife. As the two of them went together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Abraham, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied. The fire and wood are here, Isaac said, but Where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
然后六节说呢，亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。以撒对父亲亚伯拉罕说：“父亲呐、啊！”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？”
So Isaac, he's going to be the sacrifice.
所以以撒自己是那个羊羔，对不对
？He's carrying the wood up the mountain.
他背着那个柴上山了。
He knows there's something missing.
他知道有一样东西没有。
He says the fire, you're carrying the fire, and I'm carrying the wood. Where's the lamb, the sacrifice?
所以他说，那火跟柴都有了，那羊在哪呢
？And then Abraham says, God will provide a lamb.
亚伯拉罕说，我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
There's a sense in which he had.Prepared a lamb. Isaac was the lamb.
但你要知道，某种程度呢，其实亚伯拉罕他已经预备了羊羔啊，因为他知道以撒就是那个羊羔，对不对
？And Isaac understood. He understood that he was going to be on that altar.
然后呢，以撒也明白他要在那个祭坛上。
It says the two of them went together.
然后他们俩是一起去的。这里第八节。
In other words, Isaac was in complete agreement with his father.
所以第八节的后半段就说明，以撒是完全同意他父亲的 这个意见的。
Then in verse 9, it says, when they reached the place God had told him about, Abram built an altar and he arranged wood on it.
所以第九节，他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好。
And notice this now. Here's a 100-year-old man. His son Isaac is about 17, as close as we can understand. A very quick, agile, strong young man. And Abraham binds him up and puts him on the altar. The son had to be willing to be the sacrifice.
所以呢，这里下面说呢，他捆绑他的儿子以撒啊。你要知道，亚伯拉罕那时候100岁。以撒呢，按照我们最优的估计呢，那个时候大概是17岁左右。那一个100岁的老人家要去捆一个17岁的青年人是不可能的，除非一种情况，他自己是愿意的。
If he had not been willing to be obedient to his father, he could easily have escaped.
只要他不愿意，不是跟他父亲是一样想法，他很容易跑掉。
And then verse 10 says,Abraham, after binding him, putting him on the altar, he reached out his hand, he took the knife to slay his son.
所以亚伯拉罕把他绑在放在柴上，就伸手拿刀要杀他儿子。
But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham!
耶和华的使者从天上呼叫说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
He says, don't lay a hand on the boy.
他说：“你不可在这童子身上下手。
Do not do anything to him.
一点也不可害他。
Now I know that you fear God because you've not withheld from me your son, your only son.
现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不给我。
And Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns, and he went over and took the ram and sacrificed it.”As a burnt offering instead of his son.
亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊，两脚扣在稠密的小树中。亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。
God had provided a substitute, hadn't he, for his son Isaac.
上帝预备了一个替代以撒的祭物，对不对
？But here what we see, we see the father and the son.
这里我看见了父和子。
And they're going to a place where the son is going to be sacrificed.
那会有一个时候，那个子会被献上，成为祭物。
But there will be no ram caught in its by its horns in the thicket.
会有一个羊，它真的它的脚被荆棘捆住了。
Because there, the Lord Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of Isaac, who is a type.
所以耶稣基督就是那个羊，因为他要成就那个以撒没有，上帝没有让以撒做的事，是耶稣基督在后面要做。
And the will of the Father in heaven, as Abram is a type, Abraham is a type. Abraham, let me phrase that. I've got two thoughts in there, as I often do. Abraham is a type of the Father in heaven.
所以亚伯拉罕是天上父神的预表。
And the will of the Father was that the Son would be sacrificed on the cross.
然后呢，父的旨意是，子要成为祭物，死在十字架上。
And there on the altar of at Calvary, the Lord Jesus was offered as a sacrifice there and was completely burnt, as it were.For an offering to God the Father.
所以在各个他山上圣子就是这样的一个预表，就是他自己死在十字架上。
That offering was accepted by God.
就那样的燔祭呢，那样的祭呢，是天父所悦纳的。
And the sacrifice has been paid.
然后这个牺牲是就这个祭物呢。已经付上了代价。
And so, when the Lord Jesus went through the Old Testament, teaching those two on the road to Emmaus, this is one of the stories he would have told them about.
所以当耶稣在讲给以马忤斯那两个门徒听的时候呢，这个故事很可能耶稣要跟他们讲的。
that his father had sent him into the world to die upon the cross.
因为他的父把他们拆到地上来，把他拆到地上来，就是要来死在十字架上。
Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and then to enter into his glory?
难道是子不是应该先经历这些苦难，然后再进到荣耀里吗？
And so if we go back to Luke again, Luke chapter 24. He said he explained all the things in the scriptures concerning himself. And that one story illustrates the sacrifice that the Son made, the obedience of the Son and the sacrifice of the Father.
所以他这里就讲到了子的顺服和神的恩典，就是在27节里面。
And as we didn't read it in Genesis chapter 22, but the purpose there was that it was at that place where the sacrifice was made that the blessings would be poured out.
所以我们解释这个的意思就是只有在祭物献上以后，他的祝福才可能借着这个基督进来。
So rather than hit the death of the Lord Jesus being an obstacle to their blessings, it became the very means by which those blessings were going to be given.
所以相反，不是耶稣的死不会成为一个障碍，不应该成为一个障碍，而应该成为他们祝福的渠道。
So we can go to the Emmaus Bible School.
所以我们也真的可以去这个以马忤斯的圣经学校了。现在这是一个圣经学校。
As we search through the scriptures and we use the key that what does this teach me about the Son and the Father? That's the key to understanding all scripture, isn't it?
所以这就是一把钥匙，让我们理解圣经，就是圣子，耶稣就是一把钥匙。
And see, of course, when you study the New Testament in the letters, the New Testament writers, they apply the Old Testament pictures to New Testament truth. And so we have a lot of that done for us already, but there's lots more.
然后新约也是把旧约的很多的真理呢应用到新约里来，它是非常非常多的这样的情形。
So, let's go back to Luke chapter 24.
我们回到路加的24章。
And verse
28节。
They were walking along, with their backs to Jerusalem, right?
然后他们回到要往以马忤斯回去的路上。
Their mood is changing as they're going along, no doubt.
然后这个心情是不一样的。
And, Jesus acted as if he were going to go further, verse 28.
然后28节呢就然后耶稣好像还要往前行。
Oh, it's interesting, isn't it? You notice the Lord Jesus never forces himself into any situation.
你会看见呢，耶稣从来没有在任何情况里呢强迫自己做什么。
He always waits for an invitation.
他总是在等候一个邀请。
He's a perfect gentleman.
他是个非常非常绅士的人。
He has help them tremendously as they've been walking along.
他们在这一路啊，耶稣其实给了他们特别大的帮助。
They still don't recognize him.
他们还是没有认出耶稣来。
But now their understanding has been enlarged, and later on we find that it says their hearts burned within them when he was teaching them.
所以当他们发现他们真的是眼界开了，然后他们的心啊开始火热了，在耶稣教导他们的时候。
And this mysterious stranger now was going to continue on.
然后这个很奇怪的路上认识的人现在他要继续往前走。
But it says they urged him strongly.
然后他们就很强留他。
They didn't want to miss an opportunity to hear more from this mysterious one.
他们不想丢失一个特别好的机会来听更多的这个。
It says they stay with us.For it's nearly evening, the day is almost over.
所以他说时候晚了，日头平息了，请你与我们住下吧。
They urged him, it says.
他们就强留他。
The Lord Jesus never refuses an invitation.
耶稣从来不拒绝一个邀请。
We read that him that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out.
来我这的，就是凡所求的，我都答应。
He won't push anyone away.
他不会把任何人推出去。
He won't force his way in anywhere.
他也不会强迫人做什么。
And anybody who invites him, he will come in.
任何人邀请他，他就来了。
We read in John chapter 1, verse, John chapter 1, just into the next book, just a page or two away. John chapter 1, verse 12.
约翰福音的一章十二节。
It says, yet to all who received him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Now notice that word all, yet to all who receive him.
注意这个词就是所有的。
To those, he gives the right to be called the children of God.
他赐给他们权柄成为神的儿女。
See, you need to receive the Lord Jesus. He makes the offer, but he doesn't force his way into a person's life.
所以你要知道你要接他进来啊，信接，把他的名接进来。他只是给你一个offer， 并不强迫你，他只是给你提供一个选择，然后你要选择接受进来。
He's given to each of us a will.
他给了我们每一个人自由的意志。
We can accept or we can refuse.
我们可以接受，也可以拒绝。
He never forces his way.
他从来不强迫我们。
His invitation we read in Matthew 11 is, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest."
所以在马太福音里他说呢，你们一切凡劳苦担重担的都可以到我这里来，我的担子是轻省的，我的轭是容易的。
Again, the word "all" is there.
对，我们都是这个情形，我们都是。
He said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest."
对，他说，所有劳苦担重担的，你们到我这来，我就给你们安息。
And then the promise is he would give them rest, he'd give them peace, his peace.
所以他们就，承诺的就是给他们平安，给他们安息。
That's the peace that he made with God when he died and shed his blood on the cross.
这就是他在十字架上死了所付上的代价所带来的平安。
So, he never refuses an invitation, and so he comes and says, so, in verse 29, he went in to stay with them.
所以29节他们去强留他之后呢，耶稣就进去要跟他们同住。
No doubt they had a little meal there, a little simple meal. It doesn't sound like it was a lot. I don't think it was the right atmosphere for a feast at all.
我相信呢是一个很简单的，他们会吃一个简单的晚餐，那也不是特别好的时候吃一个大餐，应该就是他们很简单的吃了一点东西。
The only thing that we knew was on the table that evening was some bread.
然后我们唯一的知道的就在那一天晚上他们有一个圣餐的礼。
But that would be all that would be necessary to satisfy hunger for that night.
然后也的确那一天晚上也解了门徒里面的饥渴。
And notice now, he was invited in, but he becomes the host.
所以虽然你注意到他是一个被邀请的客人，但其实他当天反而在那边是主持的。
And that's always the way with him, isn't it?
他总是这样的，是不是？
If he becomes the Lord of the life who trusts him.
他成为一切信靠他的人的主。
And notice that when he was at the table, it says he took the bread, He became the host.
所以你们看见他在桌子上呢，他成为那个主人，他拿起饼来。
And he gave thanks.
那他祝谢了。
To God the Father.
去给圣父啊。
Then he broke it.
然后他把饼掰开。
And he gave it to them.
然后递给这些门徒。
Then their eyes were opened.
然后他们的眼睛就明亮了。
And they recognized him.
然后他认出他们来。
What was it that suddenly spurred their understanding?
是什么突然让他们的理解就亮了呢？就明白了。
His prayer?
Jesus' prayer.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit, yeah. This is related to prayer, eh? When he prayed. Any other ideas? I don't know if you're wrong, right or wrong.
The bread.
Huh?
The bread.
The bread. They saw him breaking the bread. When they saw him breaking the bread, what did they see?
Remind them the Last Supper before the Jesus went to cross.
But they weren't there then, but were they?
Oh.
对，就是我们有说法是说他看见他们掰饼了嘛，掰饼他就想起那个最后的晚餐耶稣那么讲的，但是最后的晚餐只有十二个门徒在场，这两个不是那十二个门徒之一啊，所以这两个人是不在场的。
You remember when Thomas, doubting Thomas?
Yeah.
What convinced doubting Thomas?
多马啊，多马。
It was Jesus. He thought he was a ghost, spirit.
多马，你们都记得多马是怎么相信耶稣的？因为多马其实是不叫多马，应该叫多疑啊。他很多疑，他不信，他说那是个鬼，他不是真的耶稣啊。然后圣经有告诉我们，对，他最后怎么信的？
Remember Thomas? In John chapter 20, he says, unless I see the nail marks in his hand.
就像约翰福音二十章讲的，他说，除非我见到他手上的钉痕。
And I want to see his side. He says, I won't believe unless I see that.
然后呢，我要看见他肋旁那个枪伤，那个扎的那个枪伤。我要不看见这两个，我就不信。
Now, it doesn't say this in the scripture, but when he took the bread, would they not have seen his hands? And hand them the hand.
So, when he broke the bread, his hand's nail just came out. Yeah, 就能看见了。
Because it says, when he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it,
因为我们的主今天在天上手上还是有钉痕。
And he began to give it to them, then their eyes were open.
所以他说这个把饼拿起饼来祝谢了，然后掰开来，然后再递给他们。这手上有钉痕是很粗的，非常粗，非常非常粗。
The only evidence of your sin in heaven will be the marks.In the body of the Lord Jesus.
我们到天上去以后啊，有一样事情是证明我们在地上有罪，然后上耶稣替我们赎了，就是我们看见耶稣的时候，他一切在十字架上的痕迹全部留在他身上。
There will be, there says, their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more forever.
所以上帝说呢，你们的一切的罪和一切的过犯我不再纪念。
Their sins are gone.
所有的罪都过去了。
But the love marks in the Savior's body will still remain.
对，然后这个痕迹呢，钉痕就变成了爱的痕迹了，就是他。
We read about the Lamb upon the throne in Revelation chapter 5.
对，启示录里面有讲到哈，启示录里面五章有讲到。有讲到这个最后的情形。Six, right? Five, six.
Chapter 5, verse 6, yes.
Maybe I read, yeah.
Yeah.
启示录五章六节哈，新约的438页。五章六节，我帮大家读一下哈。他说，我又看见，这个我是谁呢？这个我是约翰。我又看见宝座与四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立，这就是耶稣，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。
So there's the Lamb of God.
这就是神的羔羊，被杀过的，他是看得见的。
And there in Revelation, it's a lamb as though it had been slain, still bearing the marks there that of Calvary.
所以这个启示录里面讲到，我们未来要看见这个羔羊是手上有在各个他山上被杀的痕迹的。
And so now what happens? He, as soon as they recognize him, he disappears from their sight.
最特别有意思的就是，当门徒们一认出他的时候呢，他就不见了。忽然不见了。
Now their mood has somewhat changed, I would think.
然后呢，我相信呢，他们的心情啊，一下子就改变了。
And they asked each other.
然后他们就开始彼此说。
Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?
他说在路上他和我们说话，跟我们讲圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
Oh, their hearts just became aflame.
然后他们的心开始有火热了。
And they were to learn the truth.
去学习这个真理哈。
And then we read there verse 35.
然后我们读到35节。
They put their faces again towards the place where they should never have left.
然后他们把这个信心又拾起来了。按道理他们这个信心本不该丢掉的。
And they returned at once to Jerusalem.
然后他们又回到耶路撒冷去了。
What a different trip that was.
这样的旅行又是一个东，他去的时候是很忧伤的，回耶路撒冷。
I don't know if their feet hardly touch the ground.
我都不相信他们的脚都是沾地的，估计都飞过去了。
With the news that they had.
他们有这么好的好消息啊。
The dark night of depression had been removed.
所有的黑夜，这个忧伤都过去了。
It was like the dawning of a brand new day.
是一个新的一天的黎明啊。
Eternity had opened up to them.
永恒已经向他们打开了。
And the bright sunshine of God's care and love was shining upon them.
神的爱，神的关爱，就像太阳一样照着他们。
And it says they got there, verse 33. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying,It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.
33, 他说他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去，正遇见11个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处，说主果然复活，已经显给西门看了。
They weren't the only ones that the Lord Jesus had appeared to that day.
他们不是那个唯一的，耶稣向他们显现的两个人。
He appeared to Simon, remember poor Simon?
他们也像耶稣，也像那个可怜的西门，也就是彼得显现了。
Remember he denied the Lord.
你都记得彼得怎么否认主啊
？Three times he denied the Lord.
三次否认主。
With curses.
而且甚至发誓诅咒。
I don't know that man.
我不认识那个人，不认识耶稣。
And this is after Peter had boasted and said, "Lord, I'll go to death for you."
这是彼得曾经也是很重的发誓说我要为你死啊耶稣我要为你死。
And this proud fisherman,
这个很骄傲的渔夫
now had failed the Lord. You imagine how he felt.
然后他却让主失望了你可以想象他有多哀伤吗
So the Lord, we read here and in another place in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that he went to see Peter first.
我们从这里，我们也从哥林多前书十五章都知道呢，耶稣是先去找的彼得。
We don't know what he said to Peter.
我们不知道他跟彼得讲什么。
But Peter understood that he was perfectly forgiven.
然后彼得知道他已经完全被主原谅。
And the Lord never mentions it again.
然后彼得，上帝也，耶稣再也没有提这个事情。
Once our Sins are forgiven, they're never brought up again.
当我们的罪被赦免了以后，我们的神再也不纪念我们的罪。
And Peter is restored to a place of perfect fellowship that he had before.
然后彼得就回到了他跟主最初那个特别好的爱的关系里。
His position among the disciples has not been pushed to the bottom anymore.
然后他在门徒的里面的地位不会因为这件事情突然被推到了最尾巴上。
Matter of fact, Peter becomes the leader of all the disciples.
恰恰相反，彼得是成为所有门徒之首。
The one who had failed the most becomes the leader.
那一个跌倒最厉害的成为那个领头的。
That's God's grace that is able to restore such a one.
这就是神的恩典，他把。
He had to first of all go. He had to first of all go and restore Peter.
所以他先要去把彼得从那个苦难当中救出来。
And then, he'd already appeared to the women at the tomb.
然后呢，耶稣也向在坟墓边上来告他的那些妇女们显现了。
Before that, Mary Magdalene.
向抹大拉的玛利亚显现了。
To confirm her great loss.
去安慰，因为玛利亚太伤心了，去安慰了玛利亚。
She probably loved him more than any other disciple.
她玛利亚应该是比其他任何的门徒更爱主的。
So then, you can see the Lord, his appearing to the ones and twos and twelve and so on. They each had a special purpose for that particular group.
所以你会看见。耶稣像这一个门徒那两个门徒这一几个门徒显现都有一个特别特别的目的这个目的就是那一个或那两个他们在当时有很大的需要
And then the two that had just come in to the company they in verse 35 says then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread
所以这两个人就把路上遇见的怎么主怎么掰饼把他们认出来的这一遍都这些都讲了一遍。
So next week we'll probably finish this whole book.
下一周呢，我们可能可以把整个二十四章讲完了。
I don't know what we'll do next, but
maybe we can.
Mr. Helong will. Helong will.
Yeah, we'll have a discussion.
You'll have a discussion, sure. Is there any questions?
有什么问题吗，大家？
Let's pray.
Yeah, 我们一起来祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for your grace to us.
Yes.
That you do come alongside us in all our troubles. We can count on you as being one who cares for us. We bless and thank you. Watch over us now. We ask your blessing upon the food that will be eaten. We ask your help in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.